Joe, it was a tough battle, you know, and you really had to get your defence in order to keep that Errigal team out, you know, and in the end, only 2 points in it.
It was that just type of game, I think, the first half, they only scored a point, and we were concerned about not giving away easy frees, because we'd seen in earlier games that's where they got a lot of their scores, and we did that, but at the other end, probably we weren't taking our chances, had a few wides, and just found it hard to get settled into the game. And the second half, once they had a man sent off, it actually changed in their favour, it seemed. They got on top and we were sitting off then, and you know, how often have you seen that in matches of a man been sent off, and then the opposition are just throw the shackles off and come at you, and full credit to Errigal. I mean, they give it their all, they kind of no regrets there, I suppose, in the second half. And you know, we probably were lucky enough to hold off in the end, but we're lucky, but at the same time we're just absolutely delighted to win another O'Neill Cup.
A typical Tyrone Championship game, you know, very little free flowing open football, very, you know, you just couldn't praise the openings, you know, very, very competitive, intense, and
Just that game, I suppose, had everything there, and I think both teams at times were reluctant to go at it. Maybe it was a sense of good defensive systems and, you know, taking shots under pressure. But that's just the Tyrone Championship. That's the way it is. And I mean, if you win a Tyrone Championship, you know, you've had to earn it, and we certainly had to earn it today, and not just today, in previous games as well. And I mean, there's a lot happened off the pitch for these group of fellas, and I suppose in a way it's bonded these lads together, and full credit to them, they've gelled well, and it showed, you know, in the dying moments there when we needed people to stand up and take the game by the scruff of the neck and get scores and make blocks. There were men there to do it, and you know, that's just a testimony to this group of lads.
Slot Neil beat you in the final. You got the Ulster final back in 2014. You got another crack at them now?
Well, I mean, Slot Neil are the kingpins of Ulster, certainly, and it's going to be a tough battle again the next day. And listen, we'll enjoy ourselves tonight and get our homework done then during the week. And we know what lies ahead with Slot Neil, and I know it was 2014, but I mean, there's a lot of new faces between the two squads and a lot of things for us to work on. And we know that we'll be going under that as underdogs.